Hello. Greetings, greetings, everyone. Wow, it's been a pleasure. Been away for so long, and now we are back. But before we go into prayer tonight, I just want to welcome the Holy Spirit in this place tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an excitement. What an anticipation tonight, what the Lord is going to do. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. Come to you this day, Almighty God, and we want to give you, before we come into the throne room of grace tonight, we are going to seek mercy, but we're going to stand and ask for forgiveness. The Word of God said, if we come and ask for forgiveness, you are good and you are just to forgive us from all unrighteousness. So tonight, Lord, we come before you and we thank you for deliverance. We thank you that we are healed. We thank you that we are set free. We thank you, Almighty God, that we are good and we are able to say, Lord, forgive us. And when we say, Lord, forgive us, Lord God Almighty, we know right there and then we are forgiven from all sin and unrighteousness. Wash us this night, Lord God, in the blood of Jesus. Lord God, we come boldly to your throne of grace, and we thank you for your mercy that you are restoring and you are bestowing upon us this night. Holy Spirit of the welcome, Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you to come now and to be in this place. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to change. We welcome Holy Spirit of the living God to set us free by the Spirit of God. We welcome Holy Spirit that when you're in this place, everything will be done in order. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Now you are a person of order. So tonight we welcome you. I myself behind the cross of Jesus Christ. That way, Holy Spirit of the living God, you can come forth and you can show yourself. You can show yourself. Why? Because you are Jesus. You're a God Himself. And you're living and you're reigning inside of us. Who are we? What is man? We are a little bit lower than the angels, but you have placed so much things in our hands. Thank you this night. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your everlasting kindness. And you remove when we have our being this night. Certainly, there is no other God besides you. I do thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father God, I thank you for your people on the line tonight. I thank you for the ones that's on, and I thank you for the ones that's going to join in tomorrow on the recording part of this meeting or this service or this prayer tonight. We are in supernatural prayers, and we're depending on you, Holy Father, for you to let the supernatural come in. We are depending on you. Let our mouth be seasoned. Let our heart be ready that we may be able to receive what the Spirit of God is saying to us tonight. We, the body of Christ. I do thank you. I hide myself now behind the cross. That you, Father God, through your Son, can come forth and minister to us. Spirit of the living God, have your way tonight. I pray that everything will be done in order because you, God, you're a God of order. I thank you for being in our midst. I thank you that you hear us when we call. Can you hear us now? And I know you can. I love you, Lord, and every single person under the sound of my voice. I know they could say out of their mouth and out of their heart, and say, Lord God, I love you. I give you my life. I give you my all. Use me in my family. Use me in my neighborhood. Use me everywhere I go. Use me in my city. Use me in my state. Use me now, Almighty God. Use me in the nations of the world that I may be able to minister to your people. Teach me to be obedient. Teach me to listen. Teach me now, Lord God, how to be humble. Teach me, oh Lord God Almighty, how to walk in love. Teach me, I pray, oh God, as I come to your feet and as I bow. Teach me by your spirit that I may listen, that I may hear, and that I may know that you, Almighty God, You alone is Jehovah God, and your ways are just and true. So I come now, and as I move strategically in the earth and in the heavens, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. Yes, Lord. Yes. Speak to me now divinely, that your children will hear from you tonight, and that the joy of the Lord will become their strength, and they will have peace forevermore. Let the waters of the land come now, and let it wash every single person that is in need of washing tonight. Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on your kingdom, people. Come into their homes. Drive out every demonic force and source. Every tongue that rise up against them, diminish it right in front of their eyes. Let them come to know that you, Lord God, is Jehovah. And you are the God of the supernatural. You're the God who produces ways, and your ways are just and truthful. You are the God that speak only truth. You're the God that when you show up on the scene, every single demon must bow. You're the God that teaches us out of war. You're the God that's equipped us for battle. You're that God. You are our Savior and you are our Lord. Yes, Lord God Almighty, in you we move and in you we have our being. Certainly, 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 there's no other God beside you. Certainly, there's no other God beside you. Let the heavens declare now that you alone is Jehovah. Let the heavens declare now that you are El Shaddai. Let the heavens declare now that you are Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Ruf Arohi, Jehovah Teskenu, Yadaboshatangalaba, Jehovah Shalom. Let the earth declare now that you are El Shaddai. Let the earth declare that you are the all-breasty one. Let the earth declare that you are the I am, that you are the I am. Alakoshokumbaba. Let the earth declare that you are the joy that take away all sins. You are the joy that take away all description. You are the joy that make us be happy. Let the earth declare now that we need you as our comforter. Let the earth declare now that we need you for our joy. Let the earth declare now that we need you for our peace. Let the earth declare that we need you now for our sanctifier. Let the earth declare now that you're the joy of the land. Let the earth declare now that when you speak into existence, the earth was formed void, but when you say, let there be light, effective immediately, here comes light. Let the earth declare now, as the water moves in one place, and as dry land becomes dry land, and water becomes water in the deep, let the earth declare, Lord God, that you are the creator of the heaven and the earth. And you create all things. We bow before you. You're a God of supernatural, but you are our Father. And we can say, Abba, Anabo, Sekaladabo, Ishamboko. We can say, Abba, Father, Ireodobo, Sakalala Yeto, Lamokoshiki Laba. We can say, Abba, Father, because you are our Father. Father God, I always say if I pray in the spirit, and if there's no interpretation, I'm building up myself. So I come to that and I build myself up in you, Lord. Let the green grass come forth. Let the lions roar, because you are the Lion of Judah. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. And you conquer all things and you gave us the keys to the kingdom. Lord God Almighty, I lift up every family member tonight And I say, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, back off and back up and flee. You are in our jurisdiction and you have no power and you have no authority. And all you see right now is the blood of Jesus. Let the earth remain silent when the Spirit of God is in control. Let the Spirit of God come and captivate every location. Precious Holy Father. Precious Holy Father. Precious Holy Father. You said when we don't know how to pray, for us to pray in the Spirit, because the Spirit knows all things. Shimanurukumba. Shimangololokumbikiliba. Bishumaisa koya mala. Remove every stumbling block out of their way. Remove every lion and put them in their den. Enamo sikino maramondala, just like Daniel in the lion's den tonight. Shut the mouths of all lions that come and trying to elevate themselves above them and above you. We come tonight, Father God, for war. The war that was already won through Jesus Christ. We come. And we in the locations of every single location that your spirit may need to dwell. We go into the homes. And we command confusion to be still. We call husbands and wives to be one in the spirit. We call the children to be in order and be in line in the spirit of the living God. We call the generation of the righteous to be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in their homes/homes, houses, and land. Everywhere they go, they will possess. Every snake type demon in the mighty name of Jesus, we command him to quail and bow and diminish and be dissolved like water. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the mind tonight, Lord. The mind that is not stable on you tonight, God. I call for the mind that's operating in the soul realm tonight. We give our sensation to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Every perceived motion, everything that's not of you, Lord, bind the spirit. We break the spirit of unbelief. Every desire that's not of you, we break it. And we call it bound, bind, diminish, defeat, amadema, dokotaba, depira, moshikinema. Defeated, depleted, broke, dismantled, trampled upon. Our feet becomes the footmobile of that location. Every tiger spirit, we come in right now and we break it in the mighty name of Jesus. The spirit of the tiger, we break it. Ancestral demon, we break it. Every lying spirit of the generation, we break it. We're talking about the mind. The mind. People say the mind is a terrible thing to waste. But Lord God, tonight we come and we said, we plead the blood of Jesus over the mind tonight. Narunda. Iramangala shiki shokoi. Mama Psalms 34 verse 7. Dalanda kafindi. 34 verse 17. Naina. Shina no 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 ka. Rema kosho tula. Nato kulama.
Shina namanoko. Namokota. Nekeshika. The Bible said the righteous cry and the Lord hear it and deliver them from out of all trouble, every troubled night. Nalando koya. Nemando koi. Nemando koi. Nalongula makoi. Shiramangola me. Shingakulama Nashikuma Sainkaya Nanokondobushe. Every lying spirit, every spirit that comes to destroy that home, I command it to go in the mighty name of Jesus. When the righteous crying, Lord, you hear it. When the righteous cry, Lord, you see. When the righteous cry, you deliver them from all things. When the righteous cry, you deliver them from all things. Lord, I thank you for deliverance tonight. Lord, I thank you for healing tonight. Lord, I thank you for opening up the doors tonight that no man cannot shut tonight. Hallelujah. Psalms 34, verse 17. When the righteous cry, Father, you hear it. When the righteous cry, you deliver. Lord, we thank you that you deliver tonight. Lord, we thank you that you shake the enemy's hand tonight. Lord, when he comes in like a flood tonight, you're gonna raise up a standard. Remando Remando Shakodaba. You know, now we talk about prophetic prayer. Prophetic prayer, Holy Ghost of the living God, Holy Spirit of the kingdom of God, come forth now and deliver. Proverbs 16, verse 18. Malalomba. Remakushikina Bobobalaba. Father God, when we go tonight, the word of God said, Proverbs 16, it said, pride goeth before a fall. Father God, we bind the spirit of pride tonight. We bind the spirit of pride tonight and we walk humble before you. We walk humble before you, Almighty God, tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We walk humble before you tonight, God, and we declare war upon every demonic, satanic, foul spirit of the Antichrist tonight. When the righteous cry out, Lord God, you hear. Hallelujah. We bind the spirit of pride. Kalamashokumba balebe. Shema mokola baba yanda bahe. Sikila baba, nana. Let me say, let me say, let me say, let me say. Heavenly Father, I see it, I know it, and I hear it. It is foul, it is detestable, and it smells. When you're in your quiet time, if this goes for you, lift up your sheet, look under your bed, lift your sheet up, drive out every. If you're in your bed and you're hearing voices and you're feeling attacked at night, lift up the bed with the side that you're sleeping on, lift it up from that side, drive it out, go to the next side and drive it out. And go to your front door, go down them stairs, and drive it out of your house. That's what you're calling demonic activities. Those are demonic activities, and they have to be driven out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, go to the side of your bed. Lift up your covers. Lift up your sheet from the bottom side of the bed. Look under there and drive it out. Don't be scared. Don't be fearful. Drive it out. It goes to the next side when you drive it out. You lift up the other side. If you're sleeping on the right, you got to listen. If you're sleeping on the right, lift up the side of the right and drive it out. Then you go over to the left and you drive it out. And then you follow it all the way down your stairs or through your door and you drive it out of your house. And when you drive it out, do not drive it in your neighborhood. Drive it back to the pit of hell where it come from or wherever. You're talking about demonic activities in your home. I speak to you now, demonic force. And I say to you, the blood of Jesus is on you. You have been seen, you have been known, and you have been exposed. So now all you can do is leave. You have no more authority in that home. You have no more authority in that family. That family belongs to Jesus. So when a family feels free and know that they are free, what that family needs to do is to give their life over to Jesus Christ and make Jesus the Lord, the King, the blood, and everything that he have within him, apply it to your life. Do not dare go back in that sin like type form or shape anymore of sin like type positions. Generational curse from, you call it from the pinterest of the womb, tied to the womb, generational ancestral curse, family disorder, out of line, out of whack, brute, oh my God, brute force. When I say brute force, I mean knocking and slamming and beating. Oh my God, I received that for myself. I drive those spirits out of my family. Ancestral spirit. You talk about incest, being raped, being molested. Oh my God, you're talking about a dog-like spirit. Every spirit of a dog that comes in like a puppy, drive it out of your generation now. You have your job and you can't keep your job. Those are spirit of a curse. Those are spirit of a curse. The enemy try to curse your finances. The enemy comes in to curse your home. The enemy comes in to break your foot. And I don't mean like literally breaking. I mean just coming and putting a hindrance on every single thing that you do. The enemy comes in to cripple you. Now, tonight, you have to take a stand. And you have to say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And if you ever hear me preach all the time and talk about these things, that is a part of my ministry. As a matter of fact, 95% of my ministry is in deliverance. As a matter of fact, only 100% of my ministry is in deliverance. So when you come in with anything, anything that does not look like you're being delivered and the Spirit of God show it to me in the realm, I am going to have to deal with it in that realm. And that is what's going on tonight. You are here under the assignment of the Holy Spirit, and we're in prophetic, supernatural house of prayer. So when you come in, and if the house is not right, when I'm saying your house, I mean any condition that you have around you, above you, under you, beside you, anywhere it's located. And if it's not right, and the Spirit of God reveal it, it's
going to be taken care of. Because when he revealed things to me, then we're going to have to, I, by the Spirit, in the Spirit, have to deal with it right there and then. Shokola-ba-ba-ba-ba. There's a lot of no-nonsense tonight. There's a lot of hypocritical things in the Spirit tonight. That means the devil is trying to put counterfeit tonight. We're going to call out counterfeit tonight. And we're going to say back up and back off every counterfeit in the Spirit. It can't be the Holy Spirit. And so it's got to be a demonic realm, which is called demonic spirits. And they have to be subjected to my voice. The Spirit of God called me and appointed me for such a time as this. And I speak out of the unction of the Holy Spirit. And I pull my belly in and I command every fly. That's demonic right there. To back off. And to deplete and to flee. There they go. Put your hand up and receive deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of sickness that is forming, that is not of God. Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5. Oh my God, let me read that. Baboloma. Shikilusita babalaba shik. Yurobo shikile babaruma kota inanani. Surely he bore griefs and carried our sorrows. And we're going to go down to number 5. He was wounded for our transgression, no matter what we did. He brought the wound in his body for us. We can repent till we can ask for forgiveness. Every bruise, he took it on his body for us. Every iniquity that has been done from generation to generation, he took it in for us. Yes. You have sorrow tonight. You have sorrows tonight. You've been rejected tonight. You've been on the onslaught tonight. You've been on the chopping block tonight. He has already secured your deliverance, because you know what? He delivered you that day or that night or that evening, whatever time. I don't know, and I'm not going to argue about it, but all I know, he delivered me. And if he delivered me out of my stupor, out of my nastiness, out of my coldness, he can deliver you out of anything. The God that I serve is a God that's more than enough. And he reigns through the heaven and through the earth. Gave me the authority. And he gave it to you too. Chastisement of his peace. Chastisement of our peace. My peace and your peace. Is upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 said, it communicates with the scripture here. We are healed. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, every lying spirit
that would want to come in and try to defect, try to mess with what God is doing tonight, I would say back up, back off, and flee. Now, I'm going to look in this book. I have a healing book here by my dad. And I just felt led to look at something. We need inner healing. There's something going on tonight. There's something going on tonight. And it's okay for the individuals to cry. It's okay for the person to cry out to God and just go to him. He knows your heart. I know, yeah, it's painful. I know it's deep hurt. And it goes way down and it's deep. And I just feel it. I just feel it. And I understand. I have been there. I understand. Your hurt might be a little bit different from my hurt. But some of the hurts bring the same pain. It brings the same pain. And the cry might be a little bit different, but it's the same crying. It's the same word that's spelled cry. And if you continue cry, it's crying continuously. And I can't really honestly say to you tonight that I really don't understand what you're going through. I really can't say that. I really can't. Because I've been through some things. I have been through some things. I understand. Lord knows I understand. But you know what? At the end of the day, you cannot. I repeat, Spanish want to come in. I don't know if there are people on here. Maybe a Spanish person is going to listen to me, because I do have some Spanish people that listen in sometimes, or maybe they go on the line. I understand. But for the next chapter in your life, let's have a one-on-one. I put my head to the right side of my head right now. My hand to the right side. Let's just have a one-on-one. Let's just visualize Jesus Christ coming into your room and talking to you. I mean, just say to him, I can't do it anymore. I want to live, Lord. I really want to live, Lord Jesus. But it hurts so much. It is so intense. It's right in my heart. Nobody understands that I am just getting up every day and I'm just actually going through the motions. And he's saying to you, I get it. I get it. But do you know how you're going to get it yourself? How are you going to get it yourself? Let me just say, you're going to have to take both hands. As a matter of fact, okay, Father, your whole entire body. Okay, Father, your whole entire being. Okay, Father, your whole entire heart. That simply means spirit, soul, and body. Your three-part being. you're going to have to take it and put it in his hands. Now he's going to say, how do I do that? I've never seen him. Sometimes I think I'm talking to him. Sometimes I think that I'm feeling him. But faith, the word of God talks about it in Hebrews 11. Just like somebody may believe God for a job, and you go out there on the job interview and you're trusting God to get the job, that is faith in action. Then you get a call on the phone and it said, hello, can I speak to Ruth? And he said, this is Ruth. I am so sorry. You know, I thank you for, before that, back up, the father told you got a job. And the person said, I thank you for, no, they're not going to call, but no, sometimes they do call. I thank you for, you know, applying for the job, but actually we gave the job to somebody else. But then you said, after you call, you say thank you. And they said they're going to send you an official letter by email or in the mail. I said, okay, thank you. And then you come up to the phone, but you said, but Lord God, you know, I did hear that you said I get the job. And then about 3 days later or 4 days later, you got a call. And they may even tell you that the person who they offered the job to didn't take it, so you the next person. And you do want that job. That happened to me before, but I rejected the job because I was like, whatever. I don't train this person, and you don't give that person that job, and then you want to give it to me. No, I don't want it. But you're a different standpoint. You may need this job. So you say, okay, thank you. That is faith in action right there. It is a faith connection right there, right there, right there, right there, right there. It is the same concept with you and the Holy Father. Same concept. You never meet him. If you really do meet him, hey, fine. But because you can't feel him and you can't smell him and you can't touch him and you feel like you can't talk to him, he's not a part of you. But I'm telling you tonight, just have faith and believe that when you go to him and you put your whole entire being in his hand, something will happen. Because that is the lifeline you need tonight. You need that lifeline of deliverance. You need that lifeline that's going to set you free. And you know what? When you are set free, your whole entire family will be set free. And you know what again? Your generation will be set free. Because as I have taught, the Holy Spirit told me, my generation and my family is two different things. And I'm like, what? Yeah. My family is what I give birth to. Comes out of my loin. My generation is from my mom and my dad. And it makes sense to me then. So then I know how to pray then. Well, if you don't have any children, then you could go to God with a different setting or how you want to set it. Maybe you want to go in and say, your generation. But for me, this is how it was told to me. And that's how I'm able to separate, because I do have family and I do have my brothers and sisters. My mom and dad already passed. But I can relate to generation and say the generation comes from my mom and my dad bloodline. But my family comes through my loins. So therefore, I know how to pray. I know how to distinguish both. And I'm just talking about me. I'm not pushing it on you. What if you don't have any children? You see what I'm saying? You have to make a connection to the Father God for yourself. And my connection is my connector to him. My connection is saying, Sonia and Tricia and Kenny, it's my family. My generation now is my sisters and my brothers. Because what? They come from a different avenue. You have to go to God for yourself. You have to know what the Father said about you in the Word of God. Your lifeline depends on Him. Once you are delivered, then you can go deliver somebody else. So deliverance comes through me. I have to be delivered first from him. And him have to work with me. And when he works with me, I'm able to be marketable. I can go out and I could say, Lord God, when I stand before the enemy, he can't match me. And another thing, I want to give you some insight. If you go into the enemy's camp, or when you are going into the enemy's camp, and if you're doing things that's not right, do not, I repeat, listen to me. Do not, I repeat, go into the enemy's camp uncovered. What do I mean by that? When you are entering the enemy's camp, make sure you have the blood of Jesus covering all over you. What are you going to do? You repent. Once you repent, you cover yourself now in the blood. You are able now to do war. You can enter any camp now, because the only thing the enemy is going to see is not going to see you. He's going to see the blood of Jesus. And when he see the blood, he cannot stand the blood. The blood reminds him of what happened to him on that cross. The blood reminds him. So that's why there's a scripture about the word of your testimony, and about the water baptism, about the blood of the Lamb. What is wrong with this thing that it keeps coming up on that? Okay, I took it off. I'm not touching it. Bye. I'm not touching it. I'm over here getting reprimanded. I'm touching stuff, but I'm not touching it. But the devil is a liar. Wait, I ain't got no time tonight. I'm not touching it. You see, I'm over here minding my business, put mine on my side. But because I'm talking about something, I'm not going to be thrown off by any spirit. Nah, no, not tonight, baby. Not tonight. We'll go somewhere else, but not tonight. So let's say, yes, that's what we're talking about. The blood, 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 the blood. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Apply the blood of Jesus to your doorpost. Apply the blood of Jesus in your house, on your job, in your car, on your family. The enemy hates the blood. Let the peace of God, according to Philippians 4:7, comes upon you. I'm telling you, we are on to something here. The God of Elijah is in the midst. The God of Elijah is in the midst. You need peace? You want peace? Open the word of God. Lama sokushi malekita. The gift of Christ be unto every one of us. Grace be given to every one of us according to the measure, the gift of Christ. Lord God, we need peace. Lord God, we need peace. He said, be not conformed to this world. Turn off the TV. Turn it off. Turn off the music. Turn it off. Turn off the noise. Turn it off. You got to go to the word of God. You got to go to the word of God. Demons are in the house. You got to drive them out. You can't live with it. You can't sleep with it. You can't think with it. You can't abide with it. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies. I have to present my body as a living sacrifice unto God. Holy, I gotta be holy. I have to be separated. I want you, Jesus, I want your grace and your mercy, and I want your love. And I want your everlasting kindness that it may generate peace in my life. Oh, Holy Father, I want you so much. You could talk to him on a continual basis. You could talk to him. Oh, I want your water to come and wash me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Oh, I want your life and your light to be my lifeline. Oh, Lord God, I want your strength. Oh, Lord God, I want your vigor. Oh, God, I want your vitality. Oh, Lord God, I want your strength. I am weak and I'm not down, but I'm not depleted. Because, God, I know that you're working it out for me. You've already did. And based on your word, which is Hebrews 11, I come and I stand. Knowing, God, that you are my Father and you're my friend. And you will not leave me. According to Proverbs or Psalms 34:17. You will fight for me, O God Almighty. I thank you, Father. But this is how we're talking to him. This is the word that I'm reading. That I'm not conformed to this world, Lord. But the renewing of my mind. Lord God, I renew my mind with your word. Lord God, all my mind is going to be renewed. The word of God is going to come in my heart. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is going to speak. Lord God, I thank you for peace and quietness. Lord God, I thank you for joy. I thank you that I'm not emotionally wrecked. Lord God, I thank you. When the voices come, I know how to drive them back. Lord God, I thank you. Father, your word declared that if I pray in the spirit, Lord God Almighty, and if I don't have any interpretation, Almighty God, that Lord Jesus, God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, is that I'm praying to you, Lord. And I'm talking to you, Lord. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, Lord. Lord, I thank you. Balo mashisi namukta, Ephesians 4. Jesus, thank you for your joy. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your righteousness. Let me read Colossians. Colossians 3:13. Thank you for your peace and your righteousness. Cry out to him. Saturate yourself through him. Let his joy become your joy. Let his peace become your peace. If he then be risen with Christ, if you then get baptized, give your life to him, accept him as your Lord and Savior, then you're going to seek those things that are above, where Christ sitting at the right hand of the God the Father. So here you are. You're down and you're trodden and you're cheered down and you're beaten up. And you go to him and you remind him. I always hear my mom talk about a reason. So you go and you talk to him and you open up your Bible and you said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what else to do, Lord. But Lord God, I'm coming to you and I'm going to read your word. And I'm going to set my affection on the things above. And every earthly thing, I'm going to walk over. just by you talking to him. You may have a different version, but it's mine is the King James. I'm going to set my affection in you, Lord. Why? Because your affection is already on me, but I got to come up to you and I have to talk to you. For you are dead. You are dead. That means I'm dead. When I give my life to Christ, when I go down in the water, I'm actually saying to the world, I die with Christ and I'm raising right back up in him. That's what the word is saying. You got to understand. That's Colossians 3. You are dead. When you give your life to him, you are actually dead. Your whole person, your old man, go down in the water and you're letting the world know that you die with him. And you're raising up with life through God, through Jesus Christ. And when, oh my God, it says when... So then when you have eternal death, when you die, the second death, okay, so the first death, when you die that first death, then again, you're going to go with Christ. And then when he comes back, the word of God is saying, and when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall also appear with him in glory. Father, the life that I now live on this earth, I don't want to live that life without you. I want to live that life with you, Lord. Teach me how to be still. Teach me by your word how to be quiet. Teach me by your word how to love you and how to love my neighbors. Teach me, God, that I could, there's a thing in my Bible that I have here. And I'm going to read it. I don't know where I put it. Well, I'm crucified with Christ. This is what I want. I'm crucified with Christ. That simple means you see Jesus Christ went on the cross and died for us. And all those little nasty things that the enemy is trying to put us through, we are going to have life regardless. And I can declare, I don't care. I live, nevertheless, I live. And you're going to live through Christ by faith. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we're living by faith. That's the same word again. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We got to make this be personal. You got to insert your name. This was about Paul, but you got to insert your name now. Like I would say, I, Ruth Elizabeth, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I live, not I, Ruth, live, but Christ live in me. And the life that I, Ruth Elizabeth, now live in the flesh, I live, oh my God, by faith. God, you love me and you gave yourself for me. God, you love me and you gave yourself for me. And then I can say that I may know him, that I, Ruth Elizabeth, put yourself in, insert yourself in, that I, Ruth Elizabeth, may know him only the power of his resurrection, Lord God Almighty. That means he raised up. You want to and I want to have a fellowship with him. I want to commune with him. Oh, you know what? Go get yourself some communion cups. Buy some communion cup and start talking. Get these two scriptures. This scripture I got in Galatians 2:20. Galatians 20. I got that scripture. And then Philippians 3:10. And then there's another powerful scripture that I still continue to say it all the time. Ephesians. This is what I say, verse 16. This is how I say Ephesians 16. Our Ruth Elizabeth cease not to give thanks for me, which is Ruth Elizabeth. Making mention of Ruth Elizabeth in my prayer, I insert my name. I let it get personalized. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, you see what I'm saying? The Father of glory, hallelujah, may give unto Ruth Elizabeth wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of who? Him. That Ruth Elizabeth eyes, the understanding, my eyes of my understanding, your understanding of an eye, your understanding of a sin, your understanding of a knowing. That Ruth Elizabeth being lightened, that I may know what is the hope of my calling. You want to know what is your hope? Spend time in the word. My God, my God, my God. And was the riches of the glory of him that is inheriting the saints. And then I continue. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Whose power? The power of God that lives in me. Yes, Lord God Almighty, the Father God, the Son of the Holy Spirit living inside of me and working mightily through me. When he raised up Christ from the dead and set him at his right hand, far above all principality and powers and darkness. Put all things under his feet, under the feet of Jesus, and gave him to be the head of all things to the church, and I'm the part of the church, which is his body. The church is the body of Christ. Not the building, but you. He's right here. Then I go down to Ephesians 3. Makumamuko. This is going to be the last one I'm going to talk about, and then we're going to close. Then I go down to Ephesians 3. Yes, Lord God Almighty. And then I go down to verse 14 in Ephesians 3. Yes, sir, buddy. I said, for this cause, I, Ruth Elizabeth, bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family, you're a part of the family, in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant me, Ruth Elizabeth, according to the riches of his glory, that he might strengthen me, Ruth Elizabeth. That's how you gonna pray. And watch some things happen. I'm serious. This ain't no joke. You have your husband that want to be saved, you can pray this. Your boyfriend that want to be saved, you can pray this. Because some people, they have these babies' father living with them. And hey, ain't nobody going to tell them to put them out. But, you know, you got to think about getting married. That Christ may dwell in your heart. By faith. By who? By faith. That Ruth Elizabeth, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to be comprehended. Hey, and then you got to know what love is. Because if you don't have love, you can't be in a ministry. You cannot be in an anointed ministry. You will be in a ministry of flesh. But you certainly won't be in a ministry of the power of the Holy Spirit. Because you have to walk in love. For to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that Ruth Elizabeth might be filled with the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able, who's that? The Father God. To be abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that working in us. Jesus living inside of me. Yes, sir. Glory to the church. By Christ Jesus. Throughout ages, world without end. Amen. And amen. Now, let me tell you, the word of God is powerful. The word of God comes to break It comes to shake. It comes to divide. The word of God, when it comes and when it pierces, that's all that it does. You could use the word of God to shake every single mountain in your life and let it be flat and let you could walk right over as a plane. The word of God is Jesus Christ himself. Let the word of God be a part of your day-to-day activity. Let the word of God comes like John 6:63. Jesus said the word that he speaks, they are spirit and they bring forth life. There is life in the word of God. Proverbs, Lord God, 18. Let me see here. 21. It says, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Let me see. I want to make sure that is Proverbs 18:21. Yep, death and life is in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So if you like life, speak life. If you like death, speak death. But I declare tonight, let there be light. Effective immediately. When the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit sit communicating in I think it was Genesis 1, yes. Darkness move over the face of the deep. And they said, effective immediately, let there be light. And what come forth right away? Light. Let the light of God shines now in your life. And let it be continually moving as the beam of light throughout your existence from this day forward. I pronounce, let there be light. Amen. Have a supernatural night. May God bless you. May his face shine upon you. We will be fasting on Wednesday. And if you're a part of the fast, I will send out the information to you. If you're not a part of the fast and you want to be on the fast, all you have to do is get in touch with me at theholytabernacle.com. TheHolyTabernacle.com. Send me your email and I will send the information out to you. If you do not have an email and you want to be on, you know, any informational system, you could just send us your phone number, and we'll try to see how you could be fitting with a phone number, because sometimes the information that has been sent out on those Wednesdays is like a teaching class in fasting. And I may not be able to send it via text. Amen. All righty. Have a great night. God bless you. And may his face shine upon you. And may he give you peace. And I would say, shalom. Have a good night. God bless.